When visitors arrive in Serbia, they find that all official signs are written in Cyrillic script. But while the internet is becoming a popular way to supply information to many Serbs, use of the script is decreasing across the country. All younger people are starting to use Latin because of their phones and computers. So I don't know if there is a future for Cyrillic, says Lazar Nikolic, a 14-year-old student. The Cyrillic alphabet was created in the second half of the 9th century in what is now the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Cyrillic is used in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Mongolia, and a few Central Asian republics. It also is used in Bulgaria and some of the countries that formed after the breakup of Yugoslavia, Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia, and parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Cyrillic was recognized as Serbia's official alphabet in the country's 2006 constitution. It states that communication between public institutions, or between such agencies and the public at large, must be in Cyrillic, except for official communication with national minorities. However, the Latin-based script has become so common in Serbia that the government is fighting back. The Ministry of Culture and Information, led by Culture Minister Vladan Vukosavljevic, have proposed tightening language laws. The ministry has suggested creation of a council for the Serbian language and fining people who do not respect Serbia's mother script. The Cyrillic alphabet is being used less and less, Vukosavljevic said. It's not about enacting draconian measures, but about a reasonable correction. Take the Serbian capital, Belgrade, for example. While the government buildings have signs written in Cyrillic, Belgrade's business center is full of signs in Latin script. To fight the Latin invasion, the city government approved measures designed to help businesses that use Cyrillic. Under the plan, companies and individuals who sign rental agreements with the city can save 5% on their rent if their signs are in Cyrillic script. Starbucks and McDonald's have their own Cyrillic names in countries where this is the official script. If they feel that this is in their interest, I think it will be accepted, said Andreja Mladenović, an advisor to Belgrade's mayor Zoran Radojičić. He spoke to the Beta News Agency. The city will look much nicer, Mladenović added. This will give a nice picture for our city to foreign tourists, and it's also a way to encourage our institutions to protect the Cyrillic script. But Ranko Bukarski, a language expert and professor at the Faculty of Philology in Belgrade, is not sure that more laws will make a difference. Bukarski notes that Cyrillic already has a place in the Constitution, while Latin script does not. He adds that, in Serbia, students are first taught Cyrillic characters, and it's almost impossible to finish high school without a good knowledge of the alphabet. Students in all schools first learn Cyrillic, and only after that, Latin. All school textbooks are in Cyrillic. That is already a very strong degree of protection. As long as there are schools in Serbia, people will know Cyrillic, he told Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Dunja Jasović of Belgrade agrees. The 21-year-old student says that she always writes in Cyrillic, a skill she developed during her early years in school. Now, when I study at college or write notes, I always use Cyrillic. But online, or when we do something on a laptop, it's always easier to use Latin, she adds. A majority of Serbia's websites publish stories in Latin script. The Serbian National Internet Domain Registry shows that 101,648 websites have been registered on the .rs Latin script domain. The number seems huge compared to just 2,512 for the register's Cyrillic script domain. However, Jasovic says that Serbs should be proud of their language, whichever script is used. I think it is a gift that we know both letter types and that we do not make a big difference between them. For some, it's easier to use Cyrillic. Others prefer to use Latin. That's not a deficiency. That's something good. I'm Phil Dierking.